Good morning. I'm here. Dr. Belews had a family emergency, so she asked me at the last minute to come and do this presentation for her, so I'm happy to do that. And I've been lead for the state support team for 5 months, so if there's a question I don't know, I'm glad to take your email address, and I assure you that you will get an answer for your question that I may not know right now. Okay, and I'm going to talk about Smart BRFSS. You've heard some of it that's available on the website, but I'll provide some more information on that. So giving you just a little bit of history about BRFSS, it's a state-based system in collaboration with CDC that was established in 1984 in 15 states. And it began with 6 individual level risk factors associated with the leading causes of premature mortality among adults, including cigarette smoking, alcohol use, physical inactivity, diet, hypertension, and safety belt use. Currently, it's conducted by all 50 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and Guam. It's the largest continuously conducted telephone health survey in the world, and more than 414,000 interviews were conducted in 2009. Altogether, about more than 4 million interviews have been conducted. The primary focus is on adult behaviors linked with leading causes or morbidity and mortality. And I'll tell you a little bit about the genesis for this Smart BRFSS project, the demand for the local data, and you've heard that twice by the previous presenters. The increased sample size of BRFSS has allowed us to do the different analysis of smaller areas possible. So that's including metropolitan and micropolitan statistical areas, or the MMSAs, and counties. Now, what are MMSAs? Okay, so a metropolitan statistical area is a group of counties with 50,000 or more, a metropolitan division of a group of counties within metropolitan statistical areas of 2.5 million or more, and micropolitan statistical areas, groups of county between 10,000 and 50,000. And so SMART BRFSS was born, and this is what it stands for. If you say, why does she keep saying SMART BRFSS? So a selected metropolitan, micropolitan area risk trends. So that's what's SMART. See, isn't that great? Okay. Okay. So the criteria for inclusion in SMART, the MSA, okay, you saw the criteria for those to be eligible. So to be included in SMART, the MMSA had to have at least 500 complete interviews, and then the counties with at least 250 completed interviews were included in SMART. For data analysis, the MMSA and county-specific estimates are provided. We use a statistical package that accounts for complex design. The state weights are adjusted to produce MMSA and county-level weights. And the weighting classes are based on age, gender, and race. And so what was this action? This was done to identify emerging health problems. For program development, policy development, tracking health trends, and for program evaluation. So SMART was able to do all of these things because, you know, the data are needed by different people for different reasons. Okay.
It's not changing?
It's not. Okay, so these are data from 2008 for MMSA, and it's showing the prevalence of selected health indicators. So you see for obesity, you can see the range goes from a prevalence of 14.8% in Boulder, Colorado, to a high of 38.7% in Orangeburg, South Carolina. And then for smoking, 4.9 in Utah to 30.9 in Wichita Falls, Texas. So you can see that you have the range in those smaller MMSAs for obesity, smoking, physical activity, binge drinking, diabetes, CHD, and angina. Okay, so we have that. Okay, and we also have those county, by county prevalence of selected health indicators. Those same are listed, but by county, 11.7 for obesity in Summit County, Utah, up to 40.9% in Lawrence County, South Carolina. Okay, and I want to give you a little bit of information on the progression of SMART BRFSS. So in 2002, the BRFSS sample size was a little bit over 250,000, and that included 98 MMSAs in 146 counties. In 2003, the sample size increased a little bit more to 264,000, and it had 105 MMSAs in 153 counties. And then you can follow through, and the last data we have here with SMART in 2008, the sample size was 415,000, and then it had 177 MMSAs in 266 counties. Okay, so what are the issues that we have here with SMART BRFSS? Two situations. In local areas, some had previously had data, and some, this is local data available for the first time. So we work through the BRFSS state coordinators, we work with the National Association of County and City Health Officials, and we developed a plan of action. So the plan of action included data dissemination, contacting local health officials, contacting with the national partner organizations, and the development of a website. Now, working with the National Association of County and City Health Officers, there was a database of local health officials. Getting the word out to members was important. We conducted regional conference calls, and the staff at CDC that worked on BRFSS and the state coordinators invited all impacted local health officials and representatives from the National Partner Association. And we had calls with partners in CSTE, CDD, and APHA. For communication, this was provided an opportunity for feedback and questions. We briefed other CDC staff, we mailed out over 1,200 packets of information, and worked with APHA for a public announcement. The initial release started in 2002, but the initial release was November 2003. And for the progression in 2003, of the data in 2003, it was released in April of 2004. And then 2004 was available in September of 2005. So it's really kind of available relatively quickly. The idea is that we get the regular BRFSS out first and then work on getting the small MMSA and county data out. And you know it's available as soon as possible, about 3 or 4 months after the end of the year. Okay, the SMART website is the best way to reach our audience. We set up the website similar in format to the existing BRFSS website that you all know so well. We included new features and dimensions like quick view charts, displaying counties and MMSAs and selected variables. Okay, so now, I know you can't see this, but just kind of think about what I'm trying to let you know. And this is what's available on the data set for the SMART data. Okay, so on this, it's showing you the selected MMSA data for tobacco. Do you now smoke cigarettes? So you can just look, we don't have a pointer, do we?
No, we don't.
Okay, so you can look in the next to the last column, and you can see the percentage for all of those metropolitan, micropolitan areas. So you can see what the particular percentage of those who currently smoke cigarettes now. And so if you're interested in a particular MMSA, you would just scroll down the screen, and it's all 98 would be listed here. And it's similar to when we listed counties in an MMSA. Listing shows you the percentages. Now, if you want more details than just the yes, no percentages of those who smoke now, you just click on the particular MMSA, and it will give you those details. Right. So if you wanted to see information on Dayton, Ohio, you just scroll down and click on Dayton, Ohio, and it'll give you some information. So what if you were interested in having some information in New Orleans Metropolitan Statistical Area? So you would choose that MMSA from the menu. And then if you're interested in the prevalence of diabetes in New Orleans, then you would scroll down to diabetes. So you've already selected the MMSA, and then you would scroll down to the particular indicator that you were interested in. And you would choose that from a drop-down menu. Okay. And scrolling down the page, you would also see the prevalence information presented in graph form. Okay, now let's say you're interested in seeing the prevalence of diabetes at the county level within New Orleans metro area. Okay, at the top of the page, you see the list of counties in the MMSA. Okay, you see at the very top, those are the counties that are included in this MMSA. And then some of the counties didn't have enough respondents that were able to produce those prevalence estimates for the individual county. So you will see the list of counties. The counties with data are in blue and underlined. So Jefferson Parish, Orleans Parish, St. Tammany Parish. So those are the ones that actually had data available. In this case, let's say you wanted to see diabetes in Jefferson Parish. Just click on Jefferson Parish and you will be able to see that. You will see the results for the results page is set up just like for the MMSA, with the prevalence table at the top and the bar graph displayed below. Now consider that you would like to see how Jefferson Parish compares to another parish in the New Orleans area. On the right-hand side of the screen, there's a box with different options. You see that? Select, and it says compare. So you can click on the first option, compare to another county or year. Like previously, you can scroll down to see the presentation of the data in the bar graph. And you also have the option of seeing all the counties that have data within the MMSA at once. Instead of just comparing one to another, in that same right-hand box, you would just click on the last option, list all counties within this MMSA for the question. Okay. Now, this is another example. And when you scroll to the next page, this is not New Orleans anymore. So when you scroll to the next page, you'll see the actual data presented for the nation, the state, and all of the MMSAs within that state for the 7 selected health indicators. As you can see, it represents the median nationwide percentage from the BRFSS and the prevalence estimates for Connecticut and the 5 MMSAs within Connecticut included in SMART. For the state and the MMSAs, the confidence intervals are presented. And like the interactive prevalence tables, but in this case, they are shown as plus or minus for the percentages rather than the range. So you'll have to add and subtract to get the range there. As an example, let's compare rates of current smoking. With a quick glance, you can see that the rate in Williamack is 28.2, appearing to be much larger than the rates in the state and other MMSAs. Once you examine the confidence intervals, however, you'll discover that they overlap with New Haven, Milford, and with Newark, New London. But with Williamack, confidence interval does not overlap with the state of Connecticut or with Bridgeport or Hartford. So you can feel confident stating significant differences between rates of current smoking in these areas. Below the chart, you see a list of showing the counties are included in the MMSA, whether or not the counties have data. A point to be made here is that in most cases, the MMSA is only made up of one county, meaning that Bridgeport, Stamford, Norwalk metro area is really just Fairfield County. So they are one and the same. In this slide, you'll see that the MMSA quick chart quick view chart is structured the same way as the state chart, but with an addition. Now you see the comparison of the nation, the state, and the MMSA in the bar graph. The health risk topics are the same. So BRFSS challenges, and we realize that we have some of them. But with success comes challenges. The rapid changes in telecommunications have affected our response rate. People are spending more time on their telephone. The lines that are used for internet accesses or for faxes. Telemarketing has also caused individuals to use screening devices and not to respond to unknown callers. So how many of you do that? Therefore, it has become difficult and expensive to reach a respondent. So those are some of the challenges that we are dealing with. But with challenges, there are also strengths. BRFSS is standardized, and it allows state-to-state comparisons. It's flexible. The addition of questions to address relevant topics, and I should say relatively flexible. It's difficult and challenging to do, and I know that from the state support part because we have to make some adjustments in the contracts for the BRFSS state coordinators. It's timely. It can address urgent and emerging health issues. And longevity, there's a bank of archived questions or questionnaires that are available on the website, and actually the state added questions that the coordinators have, we don't have that because we don't receive that from the coordinators, but they actually, just yesterday, I received an email that they had developed a list. So any of the states that have a state added question, they have those archived. So it's essential and unique. And for 2010 BRFSS, we're working on the cell phone and increasing the sample of the proportion of the interviews that are completed by cell phone. We're working on pilots for mail survey to see if we're going to capture people that are not being captured with this different technology. And we're working on physical measures. So you have a little bit about smart BRFSS, and I thank you for your attention and hope you use BRFSS. Thank you.